The hearing room smells faintly like old coffee and wet coats. Fluorescent lights buzz overhead. You are the swing vote on a rezoning request for a 300-unit affordable housing complex on a vacant industrial lot in Millfield. The neighborhood's subsidized housing waitlist is 4 years long. In the gallery behind you, a dozen Millfield residents sit shoulder to shoulder, some bouncing toddlers on their knees. At the table, the developer Oren looks ready to pounce. He says financing is locked and he can break ground in 6 weeks if you approve tonight. Then your environmental review team slides you a memo flagged from this morning. Soil samples show low-level chromium contamination from a long-closed tannery. The levels are below federal action thresholds but above your city's stricter standard unless the site is remediated. Remediation would cost $4.2 million and take 18 months. Oren says that delay and cost will spook lenders and kill the deal. If you insist on cleanup, Millfield families could stay doubled up for years longer. If you waive the standard, you may be signing off on homes built over contaminated soil, and setting a precedent that the city's rules bend when the pressure is high. The other two commissioners are split. The clerk is waiting to call the vote. What's your call?